AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, are credit cards like Visa and MasterCard winning a payments war against big tech? There is a case to be made, making it after these tech headlines. Some businesses are pushing back against a regulatory proposal that would allow phone companies to block unwanted robocalls. The Journal writes that representatives for trade bodies that lobby on behalf of debt collectors and other businesses met with Federal Communications Commission officials last week, urging them to delay a planned June 6 vote. The FCC proposal would allow consumers who feel call blocking is preventing them from receiving wanted calls to opt out of the service. Some businesses fear it could result in carriers also blocking legitimate firms. Congress is separately pressing the FCC to crack down on robocalls as well. The Senate approved a bill 97-1 last week that toughens penalties for illegal calls and requires phone companies to implement a call verification standard. The bill hasn't cleared the House yet, but has bipartisan support there. The Journal's Sarah Krauss covers it all at WSJ.com. Semiconductor maker NXP agreed to purchase Marvell Technologies' suite of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth products, a deal the company hopes will bolster its connectivity offerings across key markets. NXP said this week it would pay $1.6 billion in cash for the unit. Qualcomm planned to take over NXP in a $44 million deal, but abandoned that effort last year after failing to win approval for the deal from Chinese regulators. And with Huawei on the defensive, Ericsson and Nokia fight each other out for an edge. The two companies said they would become the primary providers for SoftBank's network upgrade to 5G, the latest generation of super-fast mobile networks. Once on top of the industry, Ericsson and Nokia were hurt over the past decade by fierce competition from Huawei. Meanwhile, carriers that had gorged on gear to build 4G bought less new equipment once their buildouts were finished. Coming up, how old-school credit card companies are shaking up a new tech payment world.
AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
As you were swiping away at your transactions du jour, we continue to shift away from cash and checks to electronic payments, as you well know. But there's more. For all the hype digital options like Apple Pay receives, it's companies like Visa and MasterCard that are making a lot of money with this shift. Barron's Tae Kim has more.
So Morgan Stanley estimates they take about 15 basis points or 0.15% of every transaction that's made on cards. If you take 0.15% of trillions and trillions of dollars that are used on cards every year, that adds up to a big amount of money. The more and more people use your product or service, the more valuable your product becomes. And it's exactly almost like Facebook. As more and more people started Facebook accounts, then more and more people use it to connect to other people on Facebook. It's almost like the credit cards are beating the tech giants at their own game.
So how are old school classic credit card companies faring against new hyped payments like Apple Pay?
Apple Pay has been a nice, neat service that people use to pay for things, but hasn't really dominated and taken over the payments market. It's not that inconvenient or hard to just use your credit card these days to pay for things. It's quick, easy, fast, and people are happy with the experience.
These companies are also using another method gaining traction, tap to pay.
You just tap your credit card on top of the payment terminal instead of swiping or inserting the security chip. It saves a few seconds for each transaction. So I talked to the chief financial officer of Costco, and they said they instituted Tap and Pay starting last August, and they're totally happy with it. It's more secure, it's faster, and customers are happy because they get through the checkout much faster. Just tap your credit card with this Tap and Pay system instead of going through the payment app on the smartphone.
So ultimately, what does that make Visa and MasterCard? Financial staples or new tech companies?
So what the analysts say, they're a bit of both. They're both great technology companies where they're riding the technology cost curve down, but they also financial companies. And that's part of the magic of these companies. You have to do both really well. It's not just tech. It's also doing the fraud protection, doing security, and having that scale and ecosystem with all the banks, merchants and consumers. So you have to do both things really well to do well in the payment space.
Thanks again to Barron's tech reporter, Tae Kim. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.